Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Fire on crowds of Palestinians as they're approaching this crossing, which is where aid trucks often come in. According to Gaza health officials, hospitals flooded with people, around 70 were killed, 150 people injured. The IDF saying they acknowledge that their troops opened fire, saying that they felt under imminent threat, but their preliminary review shows the casualty claims do not align with existing information.
Cries continuing to release more of the Jeffrey Epstein documents, even as legal experts say the request to unseal grand jury transcripts related to the case are unlikely to produce much. Number of people missing in the Texas flooding now stands at 3, down from nearly 100 over the past week. Golfer Scottie Scheffler dominating play at this year's British Open, celebrating his latest major title. This is ABC News. The whole world saw it. Now the whole world knows that the CEO who was caught up in the Coldplay viral kiss has stepped down. He was the CEO of tech startup Astronomer. The woman involved was the head of HR.
While neither party has offered a statement of their own, the company where the man allegedly works says he has resigned. Astronomer saying in a statement, "Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. And recently that standard was not met. Andy Byron has tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted."
ABC's Will Gans. Now on duty in Dublin, Ohio, robot police officers.
I think people are excited to see the adoption of technology incorporated into the police department and various other sectors of the city to make it a safer, more enjoyable place.
Officer Joshua Kirby says the robots include 360-degree cameras, two-way emergency communications, flashing lights, audio announcements. They're also employing drones for public safety as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight with a low of 56. Some afternoon clouds tomorrow. It'll be seasonal with a high of 83. And increasing clouds tomorrow night, a possible rumble of thunder could come up with a low of 65. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. The winds are out of the northeast at 1 mile per hour. And our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, July 20th. Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Tim Thede. Two people have been arrested in connection with the alleged abduction of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy last weekend. Police say a 14-year-old boy and a 38-year-old man were taken into custody Thursday after an armed masked man in a Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint last week on Milwaukee's northwest side. After an Amber Alert was issued, Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, July 12th, about 6 miles from where he was taken. Criminal charges against the two will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. Another man connected to the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams, was charged Thursday with kidnapping and taking hostages. The 7-year-old is safe in the custody of Child Protective Services. A new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opens Friday at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. You can learn more about what happened to Wisconsin soldiers during World War II with a D-Day exhibit at the State Veterans Museum. Museum Director Chris Kowalkowski, sorry about that, said they're adding another collection of interviews with Badger soldiers to the traveling exhibition.
So we took the exhibit and then we added several stories from Wisconsin, from around the state, of Badgers who were there on that day and what they did. Our oral history collection is one of the best veteran oral history collections in the United States. And we like to tell people we are the microphone, the veteran is the voice.
Kowalkowski says it's vital that people remember what sacrifices it took to free Europe from the Axis invasion and about the 46 Wisconsinites who died on the beaches of Normandy, France, on June 6, 1944. The museum is near the Capitol in Madison and is open 6 days a week. The traveling piece will be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. It brings over 500,000 people to Northeast Wisconsin, but what's the economic impact of EAA? Lisa Hale answers that question.
It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that data is now available from the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl. The survey indicated stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The data from this survey helps the DNR make management decisions about waterfowl in Wisconsin. Surveyors estimate that the state's 2025 breeding duck population is at nearly 564,700 birds, a 7% increase from the 2024 estimate and 26.9% above the long-term average. The 2025 mallard breeding population estimate is around 149,570 birds. That's 2% higher than 2024, but lower than the long-term average. Wood duck populations decreased 1.8% from last year, but remained 5.1% above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate is 8% lower than in 2024, yet it remains significantly higher than the long-term average. Find additional data from this and other wildlife survey reports on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. With thousands of children and teens across Wisconsin gearing up for outdoor adventures this summer, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges families to take ATV and UTV safety seriously. Each year, the number of youths on ATVs and UTVs continues to grow, and so does the importance of proper training, supervision, and gear. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seat belts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Key safety reminders for families include: helmets are required by law for all riders under the age of 18. Parents and mentors are encouraged to set a positive example by modeling proper helmet and seatbelt use. Youth under 16 must operate age-appropriate vehicles and follow all manufacturer restrictions. ATVs are typically designed for one rider only. UTVs may carry passengers only if seatbelts are available and used. Wisconsin law requires anyone born or after on or after, I should say, January 1st, 1988, and at least 12 years old to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone on public trails. Safety certification courses are available online and in person. Parental supervision is strongly encouraged, even for certified riders. Visit the Wisconsin DNR website for more information or to enroll in a course. WRCL News Time is 5:10. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, July 20th. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7 and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have a decrease in clouds as we head into later tonight into our overnight hours as well. Mostly clear skies are expected with comfortable conditions. Lows will be dropping into the mid-50s. Winds will be coming mostly from the eastern direction, up to 5 miles an hour. For our Monday, we're looking at some afternoon clouds. Otherwise, it's going to be feeling rather seasonal, highs in the low to mid-80s. Winds will be coming from the east and then the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, we're going to have an increase in clouds. It's going to have a possible rumble of thunder coming up as well. Lows will be dropping to just the mid-60s. Winds coming from the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Heading into Tuesday, we're going to have a gradual decrease in clouds. It's going to be warmer and humid, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Winds will be coming from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday is going to give a possible thunderstorm early in the morning. And then we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the rest of the day with hot and humid conditions. Heat index is expected to reach over 100 degrees. We're looking at highs in the low to mid 90s. Possible heat advisory could come up for Wednesday. Thursday, it's still going to be hot and humid. We're going to have an increase in clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely by the afternoon hours. Highs are only going to be hitting the upper 80s to low 90s. Friday, we're going to expect scattered showers possible through the day, otherwise partly sunny and not as warm. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 80s. And as we head into next weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy skies with more humid conditions. We're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms possible all day. We're looking at highs hitting, once again, the mid to upper 80s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their Sunday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, the sun is starting to make an appearance again, so it's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees after a high today of 80 and a morning low of 66. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received 0.2 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1983 is 97, with a record low of 45 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:40. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.08 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
In Home Talent League baseball action today, we have these scores to pass along. First of all, Argyle beat Muscadet by a score of 10-9. It was Verona over Dodgeville, 10-1. Schulzburg beat Benton beat Wyota by a score of 4-3. It was Arena over Ridgeway, 13-3. Belleville shut out Hollandale, 2-0. And Cottage Grove beat Montello, 13-11. In Major League Baseball, in a game heard on that's being heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, it's the Brewers taking on the Dodgers, and the Brewers are looking to extend their winning streak to 10 games and to sweep the Dodgers one more again this year. And the game's been kind of back and forth, up and down. In the third inning, the Dodgers scored 3 to go up 3-0, and the Brewers came back in the fourth with 3 runs of their own and tied the score at 3 apiece. And then in the fifth inning, the Dodgers, they homered, and they're up 4-3 in the fifth. But the Brewers have come back with 3 more runs in the sixth inning. So now the Brewers are leading the Dodgers by a score of 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning with 2 outs, and that's the Dodgers up to bat. So hopefully the Brewers can hold on. And You can hear the rest of that game, a broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Red Sox beat the Cubs. So, if the Brewers can hang on and beat the Dodgers, they will be tied for first place with the Cubs in the division. Not only that, but they will be tied for the Cubs for the best record in Major League Baseball. Also today, the Twins beat the Rockies by a score of 7-1. It was the Blue Jays over the Giants, 8-6. The Orioles defeated the Rays, 5-3. The Angels beat the Phillies, 8-2. It was the White Sox over the Pirates, 7-2. The Padres beat the Nationals, 8-1. It was the Yankees over the Braves, 4-2. The Guardians defeated the Athletics, 8-2. The Mets beat the Reds by a score of 3-2. And the Royals beat the Marlins 7-4. Other scores from Major League Baseball that are, of games that are currently in progress. The Cardinals, they are trailing the Diamondbacks by a score of 5-2, and that's in the bottom of the eighth inning. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Astros are leading the Mariners by a score of 5-4. And tonight in Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Tigers at the Rangers. And speaking of the best record in baseball, the Tigers will be tied with the Brewers and the Cubs for the top spot in Major League Baseball as well. Authorities say an Ole Miss freshman football player has been killed in a shooting in Tennessee. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office say law enforcement officials found 18-year-old Corey Adams with a gunshot wound late Saturday in a vehicle in Cordova on the outskirts of Memphis. Four other unidentified men were injured in the shooting. Authorities are investigating the death as a homicide. Adams, a New Orleans native, has been a highly touted defensive lineman. The football program at the University of Mississippi says in a social media post, it is devastated to learn of Adams' death. The Los Angeles Chargers and Detroit Lions already have kicked off training camp. Rookies for several other teams have also reported. All veterans across the league are due this week. The NFL season is underway. The road to San Francisco for Super Bowl 60 begins in the grueling summer heat. Some teams have new coaches. A couple of old coaches have new teams. Star players have switched uniforms. There are positive battles to determine and plenty of storylines to watch. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles aim for a repeat. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs look to rebound after being denied the first three-peat in Super Bowl history. And the Green Bay Packers, they will begin training camp on Wednesday. President Donald Trump has called for Washington's football team and Cleveland's baseball team to return to their previous names. Trump said today on his Truth Social site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. He claims there is a significant public support for the change, citing heritage and tradition. However, both teams have stated that they have no plans to revisit the name changes. The Commanders and Guardians adopted their current names in 2022 after years of debate over logos and names considered offensive. Both organizations remain committed to their current identities. Veteran guard Marcus Smart will sign with the Los Angeles Lakers after receiving a contract buyout from the Washington Wizards, according to a person with knowledge of the deal. The person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity because the Wizards had yet to announce their buyout of Smart, who excelled for the rival Boston Celtics for 9 seasons before spending the past 2 years with Memphis and Washington. Smart will get a 2-year, $11 million deal with the Lakers to join their supporting cast around Luka Doncic and LeBron James. Scottie Scheffler is the champion golfer of the year and one step closer to the career Grand Slam. The world's number one player dominated the British Open today at Royal Portrush. He led by as many as 7 shots and shot a 68 to win by 4 shots. Scheffler won his second major of the year after the PGA Championship. Now he goes to the U.S. Open next year with a chance to complete the Grand Slam. Harris English was runner-up. Rory McIlroy started slowly and never had a chance before an adoring gallery in his native Northern Ireland. Venus Williams is back on the tennis scene and is ready to compete for the first time in more than a year, but she wishes her younger sister Serena were with her at the D.C. Open. The tournament begins tomorrow in Washington. This is the first tour event for Venus Williams in more than a year. She turned 45 last month. She owns 7 Grand Slam single titles and another 14 in doubles that she won alongside Serena. Serena hasn't played since she retired after the 2022 U.S. Open. And former U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark says he wants to make good for damaging a locker at Oakmont. Clark damaged the locker at the century-old Pittsburgh Club when he missed the cut at the U.S. Open last month. Oakmont Country Club's president sent a letter to the members informing them that Clark had been banned from the property until he pays for damages, donates to charity, and goes through anger management. Clark says he will pay for damages. He says he wants to give back to the community and do anything he can do to make the club realize it won't happen again. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
100.9 WRCO.
been a rolling stone. All my life, flying all alone. Flying blind, I've seen it all. I've been around, I've been lost, and I've been found.
You're so good for me.
Don't you try to tell me it's my fault. Then pick up every time I call. Days without eating, nights with no sleep. There's one thing keeping my mind off these things. It ain't what it was, just a little buzz. I miss you more than I'm drinking.
That was Hunter Clark with Miss You More on Country and Community. Time is 5:39 right now. Temperature 76 degrees. That sun is trying to make an appearance there. It's mostly cloudy out there. But yeah, it's kind of clearing off like Mr. Bradberg, our meteorologist, said it would. So that is a good sign. So hopefully you're enjoying your Sunday so far. And the Brewers, I'll give you an update on that score. Right now, the Brewers are leading the Dodgers 6-4. And as I mentioned in sports, if the Brewers win this, they will be tied for the division lead with the Cubs. And then they'll also be tied for the best record in baseball with the Cubs, too. And the Detroit Tigers, they'll be tied with the Tigers as well. So it'd be like a three-way tie. So it depends on what happens. Actually, the Tigers could get the best record in baseball. But that all depends on how their game goes tonight. So we'll see what happens. But before I leave this evening, when I end my shift coming up here shortly, if I see a final, I will definitely pass that along. But otherwise, if you want to, you can listen on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. All right, from 2023, Jake Owens on the boat again.
This job that I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sunshine and like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they They make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week. Same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat.
Hey,
Holina.
Hey, Holina.
Hey, Holina.
Well, hey,
Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars now, so far away. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI at MWT.net.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Baby, one by one, I took my chances. I wanted more. I found rust and I found thorns. You're like a barbed wire and hoses. You cut me so deep you don't even know. Every time I take a step closer, I wind up tangled. It's all over. Ain't worth the pain of trying to hold you. You're like barbed wire and roses. You were shiny as gold and sweeter than honey, and it looked to me like you were right on the money. I scratched the surface, I found the truth. You're made for hurting, that's what you do. You're like a barbed wire and roses. Cut me so deep you don't even know. Every time I take a step closer, I wind up tangled. It's all over. Ain't worth the pain of trying to hold you. Your life, barbed wire and roses.
That was Pin Monkey, Barbed Wire and Roses, right here on Country and Community. Our time is 5:55, so that means it's time for me to wrap things up and make room for Bo Hendricks' Old Country. That's going to be on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. You can listen online on WRCO.com and also on the go, Bo on the go, in fact, on the Civic Media app. And as for me, well, I won't be back until Saturday. I'm taking a few days off and just kind of getting re-energized, just doing some traveling around to different places and just see what's happening, just get a little time away. Don't get too much of that every once in a while. So, yep, going to be taking off. So I'll be heading out, and I won't be back until this coming Saturday. And I want to let you know, after Old Country this evening, we will be bringing you some great music during the overnight hour. And then tomorrow morning, guess who's back to turn on the light in the milk house? Yes, Mr. Filney. He might be hobbling a little bit. He's getting his hip better. But I just spoke with Phil a bit ago, and he's really looking forward to coming back. But he's getting better. day by day. So that is awesome to hear. So Phil will be back with the Light in the Milk House show, and I know he'll bring you some great brand of entertainment with music, trivia, sports, and I'm sure Hank will be in the studio giving him a hard time as usual. So be sure to tune in to that, the Light in the Milk House show, tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock with the returning Mr. Phil Nee. And to wrap things up and take us up to the top of the hour, I thought it'd be appropriate to be traveling around. I'm going to be going north, south, west, and of course, I'll be going eastbound and down. Mr. Jerry Reed with Eastbound and Down to take us up to the top of the hour. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you on Saturday. And please stay safe.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind him breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Partly cloudy to clear and comfortable tonight, low 58. Partly cloudy and seasonal tomorrow, high 81. A few clouds and mild tomorrow night with a low of 63. Partly cloudy Tuesday, warm and more humid, high 85. And a slight chance of a thunderstorm around daybreak on Wednesday. It will be partly cloudy, rather hot and humid. Heat indices possibly near 100 in the afternoon, high 93.
It's the country you grew up with and made your radio sound really good. This is Old Country, classic country.